You're listening to SBS News.
Stop Tokyo Olympics!
Stop Tokyo Olympics!
Brandishing signs and waving placards, dozens of demonstrators hit the streets of Tokyo. Not the scenes you'd expect in the Olympic host city, just days from the opening ceremony. This protester is soon carried away by Japanese police.
I want them to cancel the Tokyo Olympics immediately. The Olympic Games harms and burdens host countries.
Recent surveys suggest up to 80% of Japanese people do not want the Games to go ahead now. A petition to cancel the so-called greatest show on earth has attracted more than 450,000 signatures. Tokyo and several other Japanese cities are once again under a state of emergency as the country grapples with soaring numbers of COVID-19 infections. For the first time in history, spectators are banned, leaving Olympic venues empty. The pandemic is threatening to overshadow the Olympic spirit. Organisers have confirmed several COVID cases in the Olympic Village already, fueling fresh fears for the safety of the Games. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach tried to offer some reassurance.
We are very well aware of the scepticism, obviously, a number of people have here in Japan. It goes without saying that all the concerned people were immediately isolated, and in this way they do not pose any risk to other participants or the Japanese population.
Pushing ahead with the Games amid a growing chorus of disapproval has been controversial. Health experts have identified four separate areas of concern: Olympic visitors spreading COVID-19, increased mobility among the Japanese public, strain on medical resources, and the threat of new COVID variants entering the country. But there is yet another grim possibility, according to Dr. Naoto Ueyama, chairman of the Japan Doctors Union.
A Tokyo Olympic strain of the virus could emerge and be named in this way, which would be a huge tragedy and also be the target of criticism for 100 years. Holding the Olympics in the current situation would be irresponsible to the athletes and would also pose a great threat to the people of Japan.
However, a simulation study from researchers at the University of Tokyo tells a different story. Modelling by Daisuke Fuji and Taisuke Nakata shows the projected path of new cases in Tokyo. The data suggests that staging the Games in itself would have a limited impact on the city's COVID outbreak. What would make a difference, according to the research, is an increase in public movement. And that, says study co-author Mr. Nakata, is of the most concern.
40 million population in Tokyo, they are moving around every day. So the state of emergency in Japan is not strict lockdown you see in other countries. Restaurants are open, bars are open until 8 p.m. Schools are open.
Meanwhile, Olympic organizers are working desperately to stop a super spreader event. Athletes face unprecedented restrictions. Teams will be kept in tightly controlled bubbles, their movements limited both inside and outside Olympic venues. Mask wearing is mandatory except when competing. COVID tests will be carried out daily. And of course, there's social distancing. No hugs, handshakes, or high fives. But with Japan's low vaccination rates, these measures may not be enough to prevent a pandemic detonator, as some critics are calling it. Every day, tens of thousands of local workers and volunteers will move in and out of the athletes' village, potentially bursting the Olympic bubble. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.